and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in Cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howell, Director of Cloud HCM Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And we have two guests joining us today on the show. First, I'd like to introduce John Haggerty, Vice President, Product Strategy, Oracle Analytics.
Hey, Frank.
John has more than 35 years of expertise in business analytics and enterprise technologies and applications. Prior to joining Oracle, he was VP and Distinguished Analyst at Gartner, the IT research firm. An analyst for a total of 16 years, John advised companies of all sizes in all sectors globally regarding technology options, deployment best practices, governance, and collaboration strategies, as well as optimal cloud and hybrid architectures for business intelligence, analytics, and performance management applications. John has a strong background in ERP and HCM applications from his days at Dun & Bradstreet, where he was director of product management for its ERP and analytics products. John, many thanks for taking time to be here today.
My pleasure.
And also joining us today is Manisha Gupta, Oracle Senior Director, Product Management, Analytics, Apps for HCM. Manisha has been with Oracle for over 3 years and is the global head of the HR Analytics product for Oracle. Before joining Oracle, she held high-level global responsibilities at LinkedIn and eBay and was also involved with several early-stage startups such as Cafe Press and FatBrain. In her current role, Manisha collaborates with companies worldwide to analytically solve the people-to-profitability equation. Proficient people lead to productive teams, which lead to profitable companies. Manisha, thanks for returning to the show today for another appearance on Cloud HCM Talk Radio.
My pleasure, Frank.
The topic for today's show is People-to-Profit Analytics, Time to Invest is Now. The discussion will focus on financial analytics and people analytics, how they are related and where there are differences. So John and Manisha are here to provide some insights on how to embrace both in order to manage risks and tap into growth opportunities. Manisha, you and I have talked about people-to-profit analytics previously. Could you share with our audience why, in your opinion, this is such an interesting and relevant topic?
Absolutely, Frank, my favorite topic. Well, to start with, people run the world, right? It's people who drive profits for every company. And thanks to the recent inventions like data science, cloud, machine learning, we are now able to make objective interpretations from structured as well as unstructured data and now have capabilities like text analytics or skill clustering or sentiment analysis, etc., which allows us to tap into human potential through analytical lenses as well. Even if you look from a purely financial perspective, companies are spending as much as 70% of their OPEX on workforce cost itself. So now not just the CHRO, but the CFO, the CEO, the CIO, any businessman or woman are interested in ensuring that they invest in hiring, retaining, and growing the right employees who will navigate all the risks and propel the company forward. I'm not surprised. In fact, I'm elated when I read things like people analytics industry is growing at a 13% CAGR and is expected to grow to become a almost $4 billion market in 2024. So yeah, it's all about people.
Great, thanks, Manisha. So John, you have an expertise, extensive background in financial analytics. Could you share with our listeners a few characteristics of that industry, especially in the context of our discussion today?
Of course. By nature, much of finance is very backward facing. What happened last week, what happened last month, last quarter, and so forth. And the roster of financial-only metrics is pretty well established. You know, one of the major efforts I've seen over the past few years is finance not being scorekeeper, but finance being a business operating partner, working with other teams to really help them put the financial view on their plans and enabling them to understand the implications of specific actions and help guide the business toward their desired outcomes. Since finance is the lingua franca of the enterprise, everything gets turned into money at some point. And there's been a real awakening of kind of this 360-degree view of the business where you look at people, operations, finance all together to be able to really understand how you achieve those outcomes and how you make them happen as fast as possible.
Great. So, Manisha, what patterns are you observing say, in the evolving HR analytics space?
Yeah, patterns, I would say, Frank, are wide and varied. And the phenomena, we can think of it this way. So HR itself is evolving, right? The way we used to do performance management a few years back was annual. Now the industry is talking about ongoing performance evaluation. So HR is evolving. On the same hand, or on the other hand, analytics industry and technology also is evolving. We now have big data. We have capabilities of cloud computing. And since both of them are evolving together, I am seeing a trend where oftentimes CHROs come to the table on one end asking for basic operational reporting because analytics hasn't been a core competency in many of the HR departments. At the same time, we are also seeing CHROs asking for predictive. So the mindset to explore this huge new world of analytics is really like creating a huge opportunity. Interestingly, in fact, Oracle did a white paper analysis led by Oracle's HR organization, and we found more CHROs asking for predictive analytics today than even CFOs are. So very interesting times, I would say, for the whole organization to tap into that space.
Yeah, definitely sounds like that, Manisha. Thank you. So, John, are you seeing any trends on the adoption of analytics at the CXO level?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, no matter which firm publishes a statistic, what you really see is analytics is, if not the top priority, then one of the top priorities for all CXO levels. So be it the CEO, the CFO, CIO, and even CHRO. So we're seeing this increasing trend of awareness and adoption for enterprise-wide analytics that incorporate, you know, the entire company, finance, HR, operations, et cetera. I also see kind of within HR, their skill sets are changing as well, and CHROs now have more of a business partner role. So as opposed to simply running the HR operations of a business, they partner with finance and with other organizations such as sales and marketing, all to become leaders by answering tough questions that make organization change significantly. You know, HR has been using HR data analysis for quite a while, but almost always within their own kingdom. But now one of the things we see is that data is becoming part and parcel of the way that organizations transform themselves and make people analytics part of how they make evidence-based decisions.
And that really makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, it's like it's the dashboard of how a company's doing. I mean, otherwise it's just an operational function and you don't really know how well, right?
Absolutely. You got to have a complete view of the business. And you know, some organizations do it willingly, they embrace it. Others do it begrudgingly. But the idea really is that everybody has to do it. So my advice to people is just do it. You know, if you work in isolation, you know, you're going to basically become kind of a backward-facing organization. You really have to become much more of an enterprise-forward organization to be able to understand cause and effect and to contextualize any decisions in the context of everything that's happening across the organization. You know, additionally, one of the things I've seen around finance is that finance used to be the cop. Everyone looked at them as the organization that stopped things from happening. And now they are actually the ones who are actually moving to an enablement role with other organizations to really drive cross-organization success.
Great. So how, John, how would you guide Oracle's customers to advance their analytics journey from just finance to an enterprise-wide cross-functional approach?
I think the key thing is to really take a step back and look at how the organization really needs to operate. In a lot of cases, it's taking a very strategic view. And we also, I would recommend in particular that organizations work in concert with each other, don't operate in silos, really decide how to work together, find cross-functional metrics that really drive the business forward rather than just report where it's been, and use that as a basis to really drive strategic change and outcomes.
Great. Thanks, John. So Manisha, how should companies think of adopting HR analytics? Can you give some compelling use cases to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll first start by saying thanks, COP. Thanks, John, for identifying that finance used to be the COP, but now it's helping cross-functional analytics because it's actually helping HR and the CHRO also. In the beginning of times, let's say about the 3 years back when I started working closely with CHROs across the globe for Oracle customers, one of the key things that popped out then was they've needed validation from CEOs and CFOs that HR analytics was helping them drive business. And I'm 100% aligned with the observation John just made. And coming back to your specific question, Frank, what we have also done is, given the evolving nature of the HR industry, we are working closely with quite a few companies globally across different industries and different maturity curve within their analytics journey. We are seeing use cases, you know, separated into three buckets. So the first one I call core. These are table stakes, right? The initial reasons why, how, and when, and why companies start their people analytics journeys. Headcount, attrition, retention, even recruiting analytics falls in this bucket. And many companies, many vendors even have started giving specific use cases and solutions around these. The more interesting ones are the progressive use cases. One of them definitely is the cross-functional use case, like John mentioned. Others I would mention would be diversity. So these have been discussions, and when you go to any of these, you know, Grace Hopper or many of these industry events, these have been discussion topics for years now. But now we have solutions which companies are not just embracing, but almost compelling and incentivizing their line managers and their leaders to adopt and embrace and drive a change through that. Performance is another lens that's upcoming. And finally, the third bucket I call is innovative. These are debates which are still going on in the industry, and we haven't yet proven solutions using analytics. So one of the debates which I love and is a passion of mine is team analytics, because none of us really end up working alone. And neither do we work with huge organizations, right? I'm not working with everyone in the product team together, but I work with a team, and so do each of us. But when we look at analytical dashboards today, we either have individual analytics or we have coarse grain analytics. How is India doing versus Germany, or how is sales doing versus product? And what we really need to understand is, how is team A doing versus team B? And if one team is performing much better than others, what lessons can we leverage from these high-performing teams to inspire the other team members? So I'm proud to say that through tight collaboration with our early design partners, Oracle is leading the HCM analytics industry with these innovative use cases. And we recently launched Team Analytics. We're also now working with a couple of customers on organization network analysis. And hopefully, this core, progressive, and innovative journey will continue to grow.
Well, interesting use cases. So thank you for that. And I'm very intrigued by the team use case. So very good. Thank you, Manisha. So John, how can Oracle's Fusion Analytics solution help Oracle's customers lead their business?
You know, from my many years as an industry analyst, the one thing I heard consistently was that everyone wanted information in the context of their role and responsibility. Whether you're a business analyst, an executive, or even a consumer, you want to be able to gain insight into how to improve your business and to be able to hopefully use best practice content and historical analysis to be able to really understand what makes your business tick. Well, you know, Oracle Fusion Analytics delivers real-time access to packaged business application analytics, including those best practice KPIs. And what you can do is you can quickly realize value for your departmental applications with this pre-built integration to the Oracle Fusion applications. But at the same time, you also get a cross-departmental view, and that's a multi-organizational view, to be able to drive these initiatives across the organization. All that stuff is built on top of Oracle's market-leading database, Oracle Autonomous Data Warehouse, and also Oracle Analytics Cloud, which is the foundation for the Fusion Analytics capability. And it really allows you to access data across the company and even from outside the company to be able to make accurate decisions. You know, one of the things that people always say is, hey, my company is different. I want to be able to make sure my specific way of looking at the business is accommodated. And customers can extend the model that we deliver to support these organization-specific needs. Yet, because it's a cloud service, it really requires no database design tuning, no persnickety extract, transform, and load capabilities, no modeling of the data. That's all done for you. So IT doesn't have to do that work, and business users can take action as they start really analyzing their data. You know, the one thing that I really think is unique with the Oracle Fusion Analytics capabilities is this idea of cross-domain insight. And this is kind of what we got to a little bit earlier when we were speaking, where we talked about the interplay of finance and HCM. It's really being able to drive the organization by taking a holistic view of the business and to understand the trade-offs that are needed to achieve the objectives of the organization.
John, that sounds extremely powerful and actually it sounds like it's been made more simple than it used to be. So it sounds really great and looking forward to hearing more about it. Manisha, I'm going to have the same question for you, but can you talk specifically about how the solution pertains to HR?
Absolutely, Frank. So let's see, for years now, we've been hearing about so-called game-changing people analytics solutions in the market, at least for the last decade or so. And some vendors offer great visualizations, other an excellent data prep capability, and some other talk about specific use cases like peer benchmarking or attrition. These absolutely are compelling stories, but in the end, they're all features, not the complete solution that an enterprise needs today. And individually, none of them is able to empower the complete enterprise across all roles and all goals to run their business. On the other hand, once we decided to go all in on HR analytics for cloud, it took Oracle just a few months to leapfrog this industry. I've been with Oracle for 3 years, and within 3 years, the transformation has been like rapid. And now with one push of a button, Oracle is able to convert operational data stores into ready-to-consume analytical stores. And why is that, I wonder? My answer to that question is it's really the three levers that drive innovation are people, process, and technology. And that's been happening again and again for centuries now. And Oracle enjoys decades of command on all three of them. So if I look at the people, leaders who have created many of today's more successful companies started their careers at Oracle. So a lot of the grassroots learning is with them. When I look at processes, Oracle's business intelligence applications have been leading in analytics industry for decades. All that experience continues to help us create differentiation fast when paired up with new technological innovations. And finally, technology itself. Well, I think this is not a surprise at all, but Oracle has a complete solution, including apps and platforms. So complete tech stack. Each layer gets richer over time because we have huge teams with smart people working on specific roadmaps, from Oracle Cloud Infrastructure to Autonomous Data Warehouse, like John mentioned, or Oracle Analytics Cloud, to Oracle's HCM Cloud, Fusion HCM Analytics, also is yet another roadmap led by yet another team leveraging all these powerful individual components. So on one hand, there's one roadmap I'm managing for the product, but in reality, we are leveraging like five other roadmaps working in tandem with us, with these smart people working on the processes which have been proven over the decades. And there's so many reasons, to be excited. The industry is evolving, we are evolving, and we are here. And we are leading with innovative use cases like Team and the continuous. The journey has just started, actually. So, yeah, very excited.
Great. Thank you, Manisha. So, in closing, I'm going to ask both of you the same question. What is the key point that you'd like our listeners to take away from this discussion today? And John, let's start with you on that one.
You know, 2020 has been a year for the record books, but not in a good way. You know, in times like these, I think everyone's first inclination might be to hang back and see how the overall economy, the company's performance, and how people are actually doing. So the kind of the desire to be conservative and wait is, I think, natural for a lot of companies. But my advice is just the opposite. My advice is jump in with both feet. Learn what you can and improve the organization now. There's absolutely no time like the present. Everybody I speak to is saying, you know what, in order for me to get to that next level of performance in my business, I got to understand it better. And therefore, it's all about analytics to be able to help drive better understanding of what the strategic outcomes of the business are all about.
Great, John. Thank you. And Manisha, what are your thoughts?
I love your topic, Frank. The time is now. 100% agree with that. I think to your point, John, like adversity creates opportunities, right? And this time, as relentless as it is, it's a great time for all of us to pause and take a stock and optimize our people investments. I would encourage everybody to leverage the power of analytics to become a company that people like working for, as soon as things get back to normal. and become a company where people can't stop citing examples of the company nurturing their career through learning, through understanding of the values and the aspirations employees have. As much as these employees like citing examples of how proud they are of the company's growth. Because I strongly believe, I think performant individuals lead to productive teams and they lead to profitable companies. So none of them are mutually exclusive. They're all mutually inclusive areas. And this is a great time for us to optimize across the board.
And I totally agree. Thank you, Manisha. So John and Manisha, thank you both again for joining me today. It was great having you on Cloud HCM Talk Radio to talk about people to profit analytics. Time to invest is now. You've both raised some very interesting points and very relevant observations, and I'm certain our listeners appreciated the information you shared with them today. So many thanks.
Frank, thanks a lot for having me on your show again.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience. And Manisha, great to speak with you as well.
Likewise, John.
Thanks. And if you'd like to learn more about Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics and how it can empower organizations using Oracle Cloud Human Capital Management to maximize the value of their data, please visit the shortened URL bit.ly/(2Z)Q(I)U(V). Once there, you'll be able to take a quick tour of Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics, review the key features of the product, read the data sheet, and learn what other Oracle Cloud HCM customers are saying about Oracle Fusion HCM Analytics. So please make sure to check out this important information today. Another great source of information pertaining to Oracle Analytics for HR is the Business Analytics page titled HR Solutions for Today and Tomorrow. And you can reach this page by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/(3D)(P)(B)(L). On this page, you can find videos, demos, a guided tour, and many more resources pertaining to Oracle Analytics for HR. So please make sure to check out this information as well. And lastly, you should check out Manisha's blog post on LinkedIn titled People Analytics, People Run Our World and People Create Profits. And you can reach her blog by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/(3B)(X)(G)(J)(S). So check out Manisha's blog post today and learn about the impact of the workforce on profitability and how a workforce with improved skill sets and enabling technology can optimize processes and help drive recovery and growth going forward. And if you have any questions or feedback you'd like to share with us regarding our show today, please don't hesitate to drop us a note at cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also send us any ideas for topics you'd like to hear on a future show. So we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in today to learn about people to profit analytics. Time to invest is now. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant and useful for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.